Please click the small gear icon in the lower right corner of the video settings to select Chinese subtitles and restore Chinese audio playback. Hello everyone, this is Zhao Ming's news commentary. Today is January 24th. Today, the CCP's Ministry of National Defense released a statement. Zhang Yuxia, a member of the Central Political Bureau and Vice Chairman of the Central Military Commission, and Liu Zhenli, a member of the Central Military Commission and Chief of the Joint Staff Department of the Central Military Commission, are suspected of serious disciplinary violations. After deliberation by the Central Committee of the Party, it was decided to investigate Zhang Yuxia and Liu Zhenli. The news, which has been circulating for 3 days, has now basically settled. The fate of Zhang Yuxia and Liu Zhenli has been decided. This incident has set several historical records in China. When many people first heard the rumors of Zhang Yuxia and Liu Zhenli being arrested simultaneously, their first reaction was probably disbelief. This does not conform to Xi Jinping's usual behavior. Xi Jinping's power is currently very stable. Within the CCP, there is no force that can restrain Xi Jinping or prevent his reckless and arbitrary actions. Xi Jinping is now absolutely doing whatever he wants. Anyone who obstructs him will be ruthlessly suppressed. After repeated purges, the CCP, especially the military, has become completely subservient. Zhang Yuxia and Liu Zhenli are even less likely to challenge Xi Jinping's power and position. There was absolutely no need to make such a big fuss and simultaneously arrest a vice chairman of the Central Military Commission and a chief of staff. Xi Jinping's madness and paranoia have reached an unbelievable level. We know that Xi Jinping is not really fighting corruption, but rather conducting a political purge to consolidate his power and position. However, within less than a year, Xi Jinping has purged two vice chairmen of the Central Military Commission and a chief of staff. This makes one question: what is wrong with Xi Jinping? Why have the core figures of the military turned against him? This is clearly not the result Xi Jinping wanted. We cannot imagine the extent to which Xi Jinping's pathological psychology has been distorted, or how serious his mental illness has become. Only then would he make such a decision. It is conceivable that not only the outside world will question Xi Jinping in this way, but also within the CCP and the military, some people will question Xi Jinping and doubt whether his mental state is normal. Whether the PLA is rotten, or Xi Jinping is sick and crazy, in any case, this is great news. It's particularly noteworthy that while we are pleased with this development, we should also pay attention to several unusual aspects of the Zhang Yuxia and Liu Zhenli case. The first unusual aspect is the speed with which the news was publicly announced, which is very rare. On December 22 last year, the Central Military Commission held a ceremony to promote generals to the rank of general. Zhang Yuxia read the order signed by Xi Jinping, and Liu Zhenli participated in the ceremony. This means that there were no signs of anything unusual a month ago, and no news had been leaked in between. What attracted outside attention was their absence from the opening ceremony of the provincial and ministerial-level leading cadres study session on January 20. Just 4 days later, it was publicly announced that they were under investigation. This can be said to have broken the previous pattern. For example, former vice chairman of the Central Military Commission, He Weidong, did not appear in public after the closing ceremony of the National People's Congress on March 11, 2025. He was absent from several Central Political Bureau meetings and other important occasions, giving rise to various rumors. However, the authorities delayed responding until October 17, 2025, more than half a year after foreign countries questioned his whereabouts, before publicly announcing that He Weidong had been expelled from the party. Even earlier, on August 21, 2017, Feng Fenghui, in his capacity as Chief of Staff of the Joint Staff Department of the Central Military Commission, met with the Supreme Commander of the Thai Armed Forces. 5 days later, on the afternoon of August 26, the Chief of Staff of the Joint Staff Department of the Central Military Commission appeared again, but the person had been replaced by Li Zhuaocheng. Feng Fenghui's whereabouts were unknown, and rumors continued to circulate. Only after he had been missing for 141 days did the authorities officially announce that Fang Fenghui had been taken down. The Chinese Minister of National Defense is perhaps the most visible military general. At the end of August 2023, the Vietnamese government announced that it would hold a bilateral defense exchange activity in mid-month. Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu was supposed to attend with the Vietnamese Defense Minister. However, the Chinese authorities announced that Li Shangfu could not attend the event and that it would be postponed. This immediately attracted external attention, and rumors followed. On October 24, 2023, just over a month later, the authorities announced the removal of Li Shangfu from his positions as State Councilor and Minister of National Defense. In early October 2024, there were reports that Miao Hua, director of the political department of the Central Military Commission, had been arrested. 3 days earlier, on October 29, Miao Hua had even attended the opening ceremony of a training class for provincial and ministerial-level cadres presided over by Xi Jinping. On November 28, the authorities announced that Miao Hua had been placed under investigation for suspected serious violations. This was a relatively quick announcement by the authorities, although there was still nearly a month's delay. Compared to the previous cases of several core military figures who fell from power, the speed of this announcement was exceptionally fast, clearly exceeding previous instances. The rapid announcement was obviously intended to prevent further speculation and quickly quell public opinion. The second unusual aspect is that Xi Jinping generally does not publicly target members of the Princeling faction, but this time is different. Xi Jinping is highly wary of members of the Princeling faction. Before the 19th Party Congress, except for Zhang Yuxia, he basically purged all members of the Princeling faction from the military, including Hu Yaobang's son-in-law Lu Xiao, Zhang Zhen's son Zhang Haiyang, Lu Xiaoqi's son Lu Yuan, and Li Shanyan's son-in-law Lu Xiao, but he did not publicly attack them. These people, of course, harbored resentment. But even when Liu Yajo and his confidants publicly challenged Xi Jinping, Liu Yajo was not publicly punished. News of Liu Yazhao's disappearance circulated in 2021, but to this day, the authorities have not acknowledged that Liu has been punished. This indicates that Xi Jinping is still concerned about the negative impact of this incident. However, this time, Xi Jinping broke his own precedent and publicly dealt with Zhang Yuxia. Since he has been publicly dealt with, Zhang Yuxia cannot possibly have a safe landing. It is worth mentioning that among all members of the Princeling faction, Zhang Yuxia and Xi Jinping have the most special relationship. They are considered family friends. During the Chinese Civil War, Zhang Yuxia's father, Zhang Zongren, served as deputy commander of the Northwest Field Army, while Xi Jinping's father, Xi Zhongxun, served as deputy political commissar. They were both from the same region and were comrades in arms. Xi Jinping's removal of Zhang Yuxia breaks all his previous limitations. In fact, even if he no longer trusted Zhang Yuxia, he could have simply allowed Zhang Yuxia to retire early. Such a public humiliation of Zhang Yuxia seems unnecessary. The key point is that this is not only humiliating Zhang Yuxia, but also humiliating himself. It's tantamount to telling the outside world that things have reached a point where even Zhang Yuxia has turned against him. Xi Jinping can truly be described as betraying his closest allies. In fact, looking back over the past few years, Zhang Yuxia has been quite cautious. Since becoming vice chairman of the Central Military Commission, Zhang Yuxia has consistently avoided arousing Xi Jinping's suspicion and distrust, refraining from promoting his own former confidants and consolidating his own power base. Moreover, there have been few rumors previously about Xi Jinping distrusting him. Therefore, Zhang Yuxia's downfall this time is very surprising. In comparison, the downfall of the former director of the political department, Miao Hua, is not surprising. After Miao Hua became director of the Central Military Commission's political department, he promoted too many comrades from the same unit, inevitably making Xi Jinping feel that he was building up his personal power base, ultimately leading to Xi Jinping's suspicion. Furthermore, they knew the old Xi Jinping better than many others, and privately may not have been particularly respectful of him. Xi Jinping is known for being thin-skinned, ruthless, and narrow-minded, holding grudges and seeking revenge. If you displease Xi Jinping, you will definitely face severe retaliation. If you dare to ridicule or mock Xi Jinping for committing unforgivable crimes, you will certainly face the harshest punishment. Miao Hua most likely inadvertently committed an unforgivable crime. The third unusual aspect is the simultaneous arrest of two core figures in the military. The most questionable aspect of this incident is why Liu Zhenli, the chief of general staff, was arrested at the same time as Zhang Yuxia was taken down. The shock caused by the sudden removal of the vice chairman of the Central Military Commission is already serious enough. What was the need to take down the chief of general staff simultaneously? The general staff department is the most central department of the Central Military Commission, responsible for the command and deployment of the army. Both the vice chairman of the Central Military Commission and the chief of general staff are very important figures. They could have been dealt with separately. There was no need to handle them together. Xi Jinping's continuous purges in the military are mainly to maintain his high-pressure control over the military, so he needs to frequently make examples of people. The arrests of Liu Zhenli and Zhang Yuxia almost lacked any urgency. There could not have been any special relationship between them. Even if Xi Jinping suspected them, he could have dismissed them first and then dealt with them later. There was no need to do it so hastily. If Xi Jinping hasn't gone completely mad, then his actions are highly unusual, especially concerning Liu Zhenli's unusual career trajectory in the People's Liberation Army, PLA. Liu Zhenli participated in the Sino-Vietnamese border war and received a first-class merit award. In his subsequent military career, he not only served as the commander of the PLA's 1st Mechanized Infantry Division, the 1120th Division of the 38th Army, the Long Live Army, but also served as a staff officer, army staff officer, armed police staff officer, army general staff officer, and even a staff officer of the Central Military Commission, CMC, Joint Staff Department, essentially the chief of the general staff. Such a resume is rare. Presumably, he is a talented staff officer in the PLA and possibly Xi Jinping's most important military advisor. Furthermore, Zhang Yuxia and Liu Zhenli are likely the last two senior generals in the PLA who directly participated in warfare. In 2023, the new CMC held a swearing-in ceremony. The Hong Kong-based CCP media outlet, Ta Kung Pao, published an article specifically mentioning that CMC Vice Chairman Zhang Yuxia and CMC Joint Staff Department Staff Officer Liu Zhenli were both war heroes from the Sino-Vietnamese War in the 1980s, and claimed that their inclusion in the CMC leadership fully conveyed a clear message of focusing on warfare and strengthening the military through technology. The composition of this CMC indeed has a clear war-oriented focus. Undoubtedly, Xi Jinping's goal is to conquer Taiwan, establish his historical legacy, and ensure his power remains unchallenged forever. This is the major issue that Xi Jinping thinks about day and night. Nothing can interrupt Xi Jinping's process. Last May, Xi Jinping visited Moscow, and Putin attended the military parade in Red Square, demonstrating his strong support for Putin's invasion of Ukraine. When bidding farewell to Putin, Xi Jinping excitedly said, "This is part of a century-long strategic plan, and we will jointly promote it," appearing very confident and ambitious. Given Xi Jinping's madness, he might do something even bigger than Putin. As we enter the new year, the world situation is becoming even more turbulent, and the storm is brewing. At this time, it is indeed suspicious and noteworthy that Xi Jinping suddenly removed both Zhang Shao and Liu Zhenli, two of the most important generals, at the same time. This matter is of great importance. Friends are welcome to visit Xiaoming's new website, in the book section, to purchase the 36GB electronic version of Mao Zedong. This book reveals some of the most important stratagems of this master of conspiracy. The transcript of this episode's content has been uploaded to Xiaoming's website. please visit and register. Thank you for your support. Goodbye.